In your Bibles to Ephesians, a passage of scripture that you know by heart. I was down at Walmart the other day and I saw a lot of dead people walking around. And I look out among you today, and I see dead people. I see dead people right here in this church. The Bible says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." Think about that. "And you he made alive, who were dead." See, I'm not talking about dead people physically. I'm talking about dead people spiritually. Now think about it. If you're dead spiritually, you're dead. "In which once you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." Isn't that amazing? The Bible says we walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the old devil. We conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh. We fulfilled the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And by nature, we're the children of wrath. And then this passage of scripture says, "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that in this passage of Scripture you showed us that many are dead. By nature, we're dead. Lord, I thank you that you've also showed us that by the grace of God, by your mercy, you have made us alive in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we give you praise today as we look at this passage of Scripture that you might just show us what we need to see. And God, we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is a life of spiritual death. "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin." You see, right here we see life before salvation. The Bible says before we were saved, we were children of disobedience. We were dead spiritually. By our nature inside, we fulfilled the lust of the flesh and all those things. You see, spiritual death is because of sin. It is a separation from God. That's what death is, spiritual death. Without God in your life, you are dead to the things of God. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says you're dead spiritually. You're dead to the things of God. If you died today, you would spend eternity lost, all because we're born into sin. We have that sinful nature in Christ. But you don't have to remain dead. That's the good news of the gospel. You see, without God, you have no appreciation of the things of God. I don't know about you, but I just appreciate the songs that we sing, praises to God. I appreciate the music these girls play. Oh, let me tell you, it warms my heart to know that we have such beautiful songs written about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I appreciate them. You know, without Christ, you don't appreciate that. You know, before I came alive to Christ, I appreciated that old gospel, not old gospel music, but the old country western music. Man, that ain't nothing. That's just old bad stuff. If you listen to it, that old rock and roll music, I'm glad I didn't ever do that, but that's just bad stuff. The rap music you hear, they're using all kinds of filthy language in that stuff. You know, as a spiritual live person in Christ, I don't appreciate it. You know, when I hear that stuff down, when I go to pick up gas and somebody pulls up there and that old stuff is playing, boy, I just want to knock that door off. I want to say, man, no, are you deaf? Do we all have to listen to that junk? Man, I got one of them boom boxes in the back of my truck. I'll plug it in, turn on that Christian music, and rip that thing up, and it can vibrate them places too. You know, if they want to do that, I can do that too, but I use Christian music. Well, I appreciate what our Lord and Savior has done. I have an appetite, not physically, I got one of them too. But I have an appetite for the things of God. Amen. I love to hear the things of God. I love to see the things of God. You know, a dead person don't have an appetite, does he? Especially for the things of God. So Paul is speaking about here the spiritual condition of a person without Christ. He says, through one man, Adam, sin entered the world. And through that death came, and sin began to spread through all men. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. If you're born today, you had that old sinful nature. By man's nature, he is sinful. You know, we are sinful. You know what that means? We're out of harmony with God. Now, I love beautiful music. But let me tell you something. If this piano was playing in one key and she was playing in one key, it wouldn't sound very good. But together, they're in harmony. They're playing on the same key. And you know, when we are saved, we are on the same key. We're God's children. We're in harmony with our Creator. You see? An old man once asked to define what a cemetery was. He said, it's a place where dead men live. Now, do you think about that? That describes our churches today. A church is a place where dead and live men live. You come here this morning, and if you're without Christ, you are dead in your trespasses and sin. You need forgiveness. Christ offers forgiveness. If you came here this morning and you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are alive to Christ. His blood has cleansed your life, you see. Now, I think some people think, well, when they come into the sanctuary, you got to be quiet and be holy, to be holy. That's not right. When people actually come into church, I like to hear them talk. I like to hear the noise and the chatter. It's because you are fellowshipping one with the other. You're holding those things in common with one another. You're greeting one another. You see, some people think, well, when you come in, you got to be quiet. That's to be holy. But you know what? If you're quiet, you might be dead. You see, in a cemetery, there's no life there. There's no sounds there. because dead people live there. And on Monday through Saturday, you know, we fight to fill our selfish desires in our life. We go our way Monday, and we're out there to where we work, and, you know, those things of sin come up on us, and, you know, we sin, don't we? Well, I was watching a television program about operations a few weeks ago. It was on television. They were showing an operation. And, you know, when I saw that, I just had to watch it. You know, they can change your heart valve. They can clean out those arteries. They can unplug those arteries and let blood flow through them again. Or they can even bypass those arteries. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You've had that done. But then you can also replace knees. You know, most of you had a knee replacement or a heart valve unstopped. You know, I've got a friend that's had, he's got a pig valve. I watch him because, you know, every once in a while I shoot a hog. He ever starts squealing, man, he'd be done for. I told him, I said, if you start squealing like a hog now, I don't consider you one. But you know what? Well, he's an Arkansas Razorback, so he's like the Razorbacks. But we have my mother had a hip surgery the other day, and they replaced the hip, made it where she could walk again. You know, we have all of these things, but you know what? I've never seen one of those in a dead person. Why? They don't put things like that in dead people. They're dead. There's nothing that can be done for a dead person physically. But being dead spiritually, something can be done. It says, but God, glory, He gives us hope, folks. It begins here, and He gives us life. By sinners at birth, by choice and practice, we're sinners because our condition is under the wrath of God. And there's no hope there. But when it says, but God, through His power of the Holy Spirit, doesn't leave us dead, does He? He gives us eternal life through faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This week, we're going to have Vacation Bible School. There's a lot of little kids come up here, and they just come to listen about God and praise. And as they tell their stories in Vacation Bible School, they give out the ABCs of the gospel, you know? And they learn about Jesus Christ, and they learn about sin. I was telling our class this morning, sin is missing the mark. That's what we teach them in Vacation Bible School. And, you know, they've got to acknowledge that we're sinners and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us and confess in our heart that He is Lord. Oh, if you look at 1 through 4, Paul paints a very dismal picture of a lost person without Christ. But then at verse 4, he paints a very beautiful picture. But God, you see, by His grace and mercy and His great love towards us, aren't you glad He loves us? That's the first passage of Scripture I believe I learned is, but God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, if I give you a choice, would you like to perish, or would you like to have everlasting life? You're going to raise your hand and say, well, preacher, I'd like to have everlasting life. I want to go to heaven when I die. Well, the only way you can do that is get your life right with God, you see. In our world of sin and strife, what a comfort it is to know that we can love God and He loves us. What a comfort it is to know that when we are going to die, that we have a home prepared for us. We don't have to worry about it. God who created the heavens and the earth, God who paves the street with gold, has laid a foundation there. And he's made us a room, a place in heaven. And he says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. What a comfort to know that our God so loved us that he has prepared a place for us. And all we have to do to receive that place is put our faith in him and believe in him and trust in him with our lives and honor him with our life. Folks, he who owns this whole universe, he owns it all. You know, there's that old saying, a guy says, well, you know, God, you leave me alone, I won't bother your things, and you don't bother me and mine. And he says, okay. He said, but quit breathing my air. You see, we think we're self-sufficient. We can't do anything without God. You know, who is rich, the Bible says here, in love. You know, while we were yet sinners, the Bible says, he died for us. While we were unlovely, he died for us. We're not very attractive, even though by nature we were opposed to God, he loves us. You see, while we were yet sinners, I believe it says in Romans 5:8, Christ died for us. One thing I know, that I'm his child, because he wrote those things. He said, we learned it a while ago, these things have I written, that ye may know that you have eternal life. You see, eternal life is something that God gives us when we give our lives to him. And if you're dead this morning, you've never received him as Lord and Savior. It's a life where God's love is shared with us, and we can share our lives and give our lives to him. It raises us up from that dead tomb. He says he has quickened us. He has made us alive. And I love that passage of scripture. Together with Christ. He's raised us up to seat us in the heavenlies. You know, you may see me here, but that real me is seated with Christ in heaven. I'm as good as there already because I have given my life to Christ. And he saved me from the past. He's saving me from the present. And he saved me already in the future. You see, my sins have been washed away. I am seated, the Bible says, with Christ. Mankind is divided into two groups, the resurrected and those that are still dead. Now, for those who know Jesus, he says God has lifted him up out of that old spiritual graveyard. Everyone without Christ is dead. Now, you probably come to church this morning and you said, well, I don't want people to say I'm dead. Well, if you're without Christ, that's exactly what you are. You're dead. You're lost and you're dead. You're dead in your spirit. You're dead in your soul. Friend, humanism is all over our country today. We've got this self-help ideology which says, I can make it to God my way. Well, that's wrong. You can't make it anywhere without God. Without God, you are hopeless and you're helpless. You see, self-help will not save those who are dead in their trespasses and sin. It just won't work. The Bible says you must be made alive. Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ at night and he said, good teacher, master, how can a man have eternal life? And Jesus began to explain to him and said, Nicodemus, unless you are born again, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. There's no other way but Jesus Christ. It is Christ who raises us up. It is Christ who sets us spiritually alive. You know, death doesn't bother God. He's not bothered by death. He said, I am the resurrection. I'm the life. He that believes in me shall never die. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very key, because he rose from the dead. We too shall be raised from the dead. Our sins, when we confess our love for Christ, we confess him as Lord and Savior, our sins are taken and placed upon Jesus Christ, and his blood cleanses us from all sin. In other words, our debt is canceled. Wouldn't you like to have your debt paid in full? Oh, I think that's a wonderful thing when we're able to pay off a debt. You know, I tell Rhonda, I said, every time we pay off something, it just gets me excited. And I'm excited because that's one less thing we have to worry about. Well, our debt of sin has been cleaned through Jesus Christ. He forgives us. He paid that debt in full on the Calvary's cross. He paid it in full. There's nothing that you can do to save yourself this morning. You're dead in your trespasses and sins without Jesus Christ. The resurrection is also followed by exaltation. Listen, Paul said believers will be seated with Christ in the heavenlies. You see, God takes us where we are, and he picks us up. He lifts us up out of that miry pit, we call it, and takes us out of that old spiritual graveyard through the salvation of his Son. And the purpose is salvation. He gives us the salvation that's only through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he gives us that. And he prepares us for that. And we're seated, the Bible says, with him in the heavenlies. Now, our spiritual condition on earth now is while we're here. We're his children because we've placed our faith in him. If you haven't placed your faith in him, you're still under the spiritual wickedness of the old devil. He controls you. You don't belong to Christ. But if you'll trust Christ, he'll pick you up. He'll wash you clean. He'll set you on the solid rock, make you sit in the heavenlies. Has given us all things in Christ Jesus. There's not a thing that I need that Christ hadn't already prepared for. You know what? We were talking in our class this morning. He walks with us every step of the way. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do this evening because Christ is going to be with me every step of the way. Everywhere I go, he goes with me because I've been sealed with his presence, the Holy Spirit. He walks with me. He talks with me. I'm his. He's got a place for me. And when I die, I'll be with him. That's the hope we have in Christ Jesus. And that's not a hope-so. That hope is a no-so. I know I have a place with him. You see, Jesus said to his friend Lazarus when he was in the grave, he said, unbind him. Unloose him from those old grave clothes and let him go. You see, he's not dead anymore. He's alive. A living person cannot operate wrapped up in the graveyard clothes of death. We can't operate that way. We must be let loose. And we need to get up and go and enjoy the blessings of Christ. You know, Christians have fun. I don't know about you, but I just can't get away from the water bottle. I think it's the new medication that I take for my heart. It just dries you up. Man. Oh, thank you. We get up and we go and we fellowship. I love every single one of you in here. I just like to have fellowship with you. I like to talk to you, you know, carry on with you. I wish I could just talk to you hours and hours a day. But you know, we're not called to talk to each other as fellowship with it. Most of we call to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. And I like to fellowship, but one thing I do like better than that, I like to go and tell people about Jesus Christ. He's exciting to me. He's exciting to me. When I drive down the highway, I pray a lot, I sing a lot. I get excited about that sometimes. You know, I don't watch what I'm doing, and I'm maybe getting a little bit over on the speed limit. And my good buddy out there was told to slow me down. But you know, I'm happy in Jesus. And usually if somebody, that you know what they usually say? Well, fellow, are you in a hurry? No, I'm not in a hurry. I'm just praising God. You know? That's what we ought to be doing, praising God. Day by day, praising God. You see, if you're here today and you're without Christ, you don't really praise Him because you're in that death valley. You're dead. But this morning, if you'll simply trust Him as your Lord and Savior, He'll make you alive. Alive. Alive to the things of God. Now, which one are you? Are you dead or alive? This morning, He stands ready to give you eternal life. He's not going to force you, but He loves you. He wants you to come to Him. All you have to do is simply say, Lord, I want to come to You. I want to be made alive. I believe You. I trust You to save me. And ask Him to come into your heart. Right where you're at, you can ask Him to come into your heart. And if you're serious about it, He will come in. He'll come into your heart right there. And then by faith, why don't you step out and come tell me that you got saved? Would you do that this morning? If you're dead, ask Him to come into your life and come down and say, Preacher, I just asked Christ to come into my life, and I want to let this church know, I want to let you know that I'm going to live for Christ. I want to be made alive today. You know what? That'll be the happiest decision you will ever make. The most important decision you will ever make. You're dead, and now you become alive. Don't let Satan say, stay there, because that's what he wants. He wants to keep you sitting there long enough that one day you won't even feel the call of God in your ears anymore. And then one day you'll die. And you'll be lost for all eternity. So God stands ready with His arms stretched out to you to come to Him as Savior. Would you do that this morning? Maybe you're here this morning and you are a Christian and you are alive, but you got so much sin in your life. You just need to confess it again and say, Lord, you know, I have messed my life up. I want You to forgive me and cleanse me. And He says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And maybe you're here this morning and you're looking for a church home. This is the place God's led you. Why don't you come? Just come down and say, Preacher, we'd like to join the church. Oh, I'd love to have you if it's where God leads you. Whatever decision you make, don't let the devil win the victory. You make that decision this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your blessings. We thank You today that we can come alive in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that there's somebody here this morning that needs to make a decision, that they'll make it right now. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.